Okay, I thought I fixed this thing. There we go. Okay.
Intersection. With me already tonight is Diane Weeks. Diana?
I can talk now?
Yes. Sorry, but when you first come
like
on...
a sign or something.
Yeah, when you first come on, you gotta be quiet because I'm starting the show.
Oh, I know you want people to come early, so I thought, well, okay, let me come early before it's, you know... I guess I came too early.
that was just fine. I just needed you to not start talking until I talked to you.
Okay, gotcha.
That's the trick. There we go.
I talk to myself all the time, so I don't even realize.
Yeah, well, the way that it's set up, you're not able to hear when I'm playing the intro music.
Yeah, right, yeah, it's true.
So true.
So,
yeah, I do appreciate y'all coming in that minute or so early. That helps me greatly.
Oh, that's good.
So, I do appreciate it. And I'm glad to start the show with somebody, because it's always frightening to me when no one's like, there and I start the show... And, you know, when I go like 5-10 minutes and nobody's there to talk to.
I know. I feel for you when I listen to the playbacks on the podcast. It's like, oh, poor Amy. I knew somebody came though, cause it was, you know, there's 50 odd minutes on the podcast. But, I'm like, I know you're like kind of just going, okay, when's somebody coming? You know, anytime now. And I remember Jack doing that too.
Yeah. All right. So we had the debate tonight. Did you watch?
Oh, yes. Yes. I just watched Alex and the guys. They're talking about it too. Yeah. Sad. Very sad.
Oh, that
poor
was
Joe. Yeah. Poor Joe had a cold. It's too bad he couldn't have called in sick or something.
I know.
He felt so bad for him.
I did too. That was just depressing to watch.
I think it's just going to give the Republicans something to, you know, to be all gleeful about. I don't know. Hopefully it doesn't change anybody over to Trump. I don't think it's going to change anybody's mind, really.
Yeah, I don't know.
I kind of doubt it.
We have Alan joining us now. There we go. Alan, did you watch the debate?
I did. I'm afraid the country's going to vote Hitler back into office.
Oh, that was... Oh.
Bite your tongue.
I think, honestly, and I hate to say this, but I think we need Kamala at the top of the ticket, and, you know, she needs to pick her VP, and we need to go ahead and let this man retire.
Yeah, they're talking about it. They're talking about getting, you know, together people there to talk about something changing on the ticket, you know.
I mean, if you had asked me yesterday, I would have just been pissed off that you had even suggested it. But yeah. Today, wow.
Yeah, it's really, well, my sister said it was scary. I mean, to her, it was scary, you know. A lot of people probably feel that way. It's like, you know, he just was incoherent at many points, you know.
And so bad for him. Trump, who has been incoherent most of the time, wasn't.
Yeah, he was right.
But Trump wasn't answering the questions.
No, and Trump, I mean, as Lawrence O'Donnell said, in any other world, at any other time, the guy who felt the need to say, I didn't sleep with a porn star, would be the losing person of that debate.
Yeah, right, exactly. It was so bizarre.
There were so many missed opportunities. Wayne just joined us. Wayne.
Yeah. What? He wasn't up to it. Joe wasn't up to it tonight.
So Wayne, we're talking about the debate. What did you watch? What did you think?
No, I didn't watch. I was downstairs, I had washing clothes and dryer going there, but I had it on radio from about 20 minutes after it started till about the next 45 minutes or so I listened. And I couldn't get over to how much bullshit Trump was coming up with there, especially with the abortions after 9 months.
Pissed me off so bad.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah, let's rip that baby out now. Yeah. Oh, my God.
But that was another lost opportunity for Biden. Biden should have had him over the coals on that issue, because we have seen all across the country that people in the reddest of red states are saying no to these extreme abortion bans. They're saying we want abortion to be left to the woman and her doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't, I don't know what the fuck Biden was talking about. Why didn't he just bring up the fact that women are literally suffering and dying because of these state-by-state abortion laws?
Not ready. He was not ready for that debate. Not at all.
I think what was going on was, like he said, he had a cold. He was sick. I was feeling terrible, honestly. The way that Biden looked and sounded tonight was the way I felt all day long. And so, I mean, I can feel for how, you know, it's hard when you're sick. It's hard.
It took him a while too. It's like they kept trying to ask me, what's going on with Biden? And it took him, like I said, 45 minutes, at least a half hour into the debate before anybody from the White House would answer about it. And finally somebody, you know, it was like halfway through the debate, they finally said, oh yeah, he's had a cold. But it was like they said it took for a long time to find out what was going on.
Well,
nobody wanted to admit it.
He did start sounding more like himself toward the end of the debate.
I think it was too late then.
Yeah, it was just
first impressions are a lot. Yeah,
this country's gonna vote Adolf Hitler back into power. Unfortunately,
oh, don't say that.
I don't think that's gonna happen. I am glad that this happened now. Because.
Oh, before the convention?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they can make decisions at the convention.
Yeah.
And they can put Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket and she can pick a running mate. I do not like, and it kind of pisses me off, that people are suggesting that Gavin Newsom should be at the top of the ticket. No.
He should be.
No.
Why is that?
Well, because he's smart. He's got optics. He can answer questions.
So can Kamala Harris.
No, you don't know her like we do in California. Sorry, you just don't.
I've seen her in the Senate. Questioning people and she was good.
She was a prosecutor, you know, Charlie, but she was a horrible DA. They basically kicked her out of San Francisco. She got voted out of office. She became the Supreme Court leader or the whatever you call it, the equivalent
in
the state
of
California. Nobody liked her here. She was horrible here. And then Biden took her. And that was great for the state of California.
Well,
she's a mess.
She is, by way of basically tradition, it should be hers. And if you're talking about changing the top of the ticket, you change it to Kamala Harris and you put, if you want Gavin Newsom, fine, but you put somebody else in the second spot. And then we have our first woman president, and it's about fucking time. We're almost 250 years old.
I agree that we need a woman president. I just don't think she could beat Trump right now.
Oh, I think she could.
I think that's true, too.
I think she could have cleaned the floor with ready. You. I think she could have cleaned the floor with you.
I don't think she's prepared to go up against Trump. I'm sorry. She was a halfway decent prosecutor, and until she became district attorney and turned San Francisco, basically you could do drugs, you could stab people, you could do all kinds of things, and she wouldn't charge them. And so the people of San Francisco got tired of her and voted her out. And this is the person you want for president of the United States?
Yes.
Oh, there are a lot better women in politics that would make a great president than her. And a lot of people, I think a lot of Democrats are looking at, if Joe Biden dies in office, we're stuck with her.
I think that's a good thing. I would love to see Kamala Harris. And Charlie, what's your opinion on this?
I don't understand this hate for Kamala Harris. I just don't.
Well, I don't either. I just explained it in California from California's standpoint. Well,
I see people in California that hate Gavin Newsom. So no, I don't
absolutely. Absolutely, but he would if it was between him and Kamala Harris, he would win. I would love to see Kamala Harris.
I think she's made an excellent vice president. I think she relates to people at all ages, and I think she is great on the campaign trail, and we've seen that, and we've seen her ability. You know, she could have prosecuted that debate and done a hell of a job.
She's used to arguing in court. She could have done a hell of a job. If Trump takes Nikki Haley and he dies in office, we're going to see a good woman in office.
Nikki Haley is horrible.
You're a staunch Democrat, Amy, and trying to tell you anything negative about the Democrats doesn't go over well with you. But you got to look at Kamala. She's just not presidential material.
Nikki Haley is not presidential material. I agree with Charlie.
I was hoping that we were going to get to see Clinton as president of the United States, like Hillary Clinton. I would like to be around long enough.
Well, there are a lot more people that didn't like Hillary Clinton than don't like Kamala Harris. They're not even in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, I think Kamala Harris would lose the vote in California because we were so happy to get rid of her.
I think that's utterly ridiculous.
Yeah.
You weren't here.
Probably true, though.
Yeah, well, there you go.
No, she got voted
in.
California is going to vote for Trump over Kamala Harris? That's insane.
She's not running against him, so.
If the Democrats decided.
The Democrats would not vote for Trump over Kamala Harris. But I got a feeling that she would not win. I just think the rest of the country doesn't like her either.
I don't know where you're getting that from.
From living here in California, in the Bay Area.
In a red state. She's not hated the way you think she is here in the rest of the country.
I don't know how she's perceived in Texas. California, if you took out Sacramento, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego, would be a red state too. because a lot of the outlying areas are Republicans.
Yeah, New York's the same way.
And so, yeah, and so this red-blue thing is...
Where the people are, because land doesn't vote, where the people are, it's blue. Where there's more people, there's...
If you take Atlanta, Georgia would be even redder. So, you know, I just don't think that a lot of people even know Kamala Harris, other than people in California. And some of the people know her as vice president. I think she's doing a good job as vice president. I would like to see her continue to be vice president. A lot of people were saying Joe Biden should have picked somebody else. I disagree. You know, because I think she's well spoken. It scares me to think that she would be president of the United States over Trump. Yeah, I would take her over Trump any day. Hell, I can't think of somebody else that would take over Trump, but you know, Trump is a train wreck of the first degree. He's Hitler reborn, and that scares the shit out of me. And
nobody in this country I would take Trump over.
Yeah. That's right. That's what I'm saying. The same thing. But Kamala Harris is not going to be a powerful president if she becomes president.
But she won't destroy the country like Trump
will. No, she won't. No disagreement there. There is no disagreement. If Biden dies in office, like we were talking about on Alex's show, if he takes the oath of office, gets reelected, takes the oath of office, and dies 20 minutes later, and Kamala becomes president, I think the American public will see how unpresidential she is, how unprepared she is to be president.
Couldn't be any worse than Trump.
No, nothing could be worse than Trump in my book. There's no disagreement there.
I think Wayne, we haven't heard from you. What's your opinion on all this?
I'm just going to sit here and listen.
Smart guy.
Probably smart.
You know, part of the problem is that you guys just don't know Kamala like Californians do. And especially in the Bay Area. She was not very well liked as a DA. She was a prosecutor that was not very successful in prosecuting in Alameda County, where I live in Oakland. She ran for district attorney in San Francisco as a liberal, which San Francisco needed at the time, and she got elected. And then a lot of the low-lying fruit criminals went free under her. And the people of San Francisco got tired of their cars getting broke into and drug dealers on their street and all that kind of crap, because when the police would arrest them, she wouldn't charge them. And the people got tired of it, and they elected somebody new. Unfortunately, they elected an idiot. But and then she became the district attorney of California. I can't remember what it's called. Attorney General of California. And she was a train wreck in that position. So... She might be an okay prosecutor. She can speak great. She can speak a lot better than the two people that are running for president. I would love to have seen her up against Trump, because she would have, you know, smashed him into the ground like a cigarette butt.
Right.
She is not, but she's not presidential material. Would I rather see her over Trump? Absolutely not. There's nobody I want to see. You know, over Trump.
Don't you mean the opposite of that?
Yeah.
What's that?
You mean the opposite of what you just said.
Right. I don't want Trump as president, period. So, I just don't think she's presidential material. I want to live long enough that we get a woman president. And, you know, Hillary had baggage. Okay, but I thought she was going to win. Until James Comey opened his big mouth and should never have with the FBI. We're investigating her. And then, you know, a week before the election says, oh, she's done nothing wrong. And at least Trump kicked him out, you know, although he helped get Trump elected. You know, he's not loyal to anybody, but I don't know. I mean, there are probably women in the Democratic Party that would make great presidents. I can't name any right now because I don't follow it that close. But they should, Amy Manuel for president. You, no. I think you'd be a better president than Kamala Harris.
A lot of people, a lot of women probably feel it.
I don't even want to run at like the county level ever again. Are you kidding me?
I know.
If
Joe Biden called, if Kamala Harris called you up, Joe Biden stepped aside and Kamala Harris jumped in there and said, I would like you to be my running mate. You would jump at it.
That would never, ever happen.
Well, you never know.
I would say, no, there are much better people than me.
You know, the other thing we're not looking at is we're looking at one debate, an hour and a half of time in Joe Biden's life. He wasn't feeling good. I don't think debates are his thing anymore at his age.
He's never been good at that.
He's always been good at it. He kicked Trump's ass in that debate. In the debate in 2020. He was sick and, Democrats are panicking. Ray just joined us. Ray Rinaldi. Ray,
hello.
What did you think of the debate?
Well, it was a pathological liar and grifter against someone who maybe should consider an old folks home.
Yeah. Charlie, you have something to say?
Sorry.
Yeah, Alan keeps saying that Kamala Harris was voted out as district attorney of San Francisco. Not according to Google. Google says she left the district attorney's office in San Francisco to become attorney general of California.
Well, that's voted out.
No, that's voted out. That's moving to a higher office.
Well, yeah, the state of California.
And she went from there. She was elected senator from California.
She went to senator. Yeah. I mean, when is she voted out of anything?
She wasn't ever voted out of anything. She kept getting better and better. She went from DA to district.
Amy, why don't we change the subject right now? I mean, it's your show. You're not going to convince me that Kamala Harris.
Let me finish talking.
Facts.
Jeez, Alan.
Made statements that weren't true.
Yeah.
Okay.
My thought was that what should happen is that we should make Kamala Harris our presidential candidate, and she should pick a running mate. What do you think about that, Ray?
I would be fine with it, but right now her polling is so terrible that I don't know if she could have time to make a comeback from that.
Well,
I think she's fine, but the media has really made her look terrible over the last year.
Well,
and she's very unpopular.
She's actually quite popular with young voters.
You don't live in California. You haven't seen the way she is. So,
but she's. I think she's okay. I think she's fine. I just think that she. She's real extremely unpopular around the whole country, and I think that the polls would prove that, don't they? From what I've read,
I've not seen it. So yeah, Charlie, look up and see how she's doing in polling.
That's what I'm doing now.
But I think nobody has thought about her at the top of the ticket.
So according to 538, her polling right now, according to 538, the website, her polling right now is they disapprove 50% and approve 40%.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but what's Biden at?
I don't know.
And what's Trump at? They're even worse. So,
well, I really think they got to get rid of Biden unless somehow he can salvage whatever the disaster that was tonight. I mean, that was cringe,
yeah.
As they say. I could hardly watch.
Yeah, it was
cringeworthy.
It was hard to watch. Charlie?
Biden?
Yeah. Yeah, according to Google, right now, Kamala Harris has 48% say that she's not a strong leader, and 42% say that she is a strong leader. So she's unpopular by
So there's two that says she's unpopular.
She's underwater, but she's still doing. Yeah. Do you remember where Dick Cheney was at this point? He was his popularity was in the teens.
Oh, wow. So you think she's the best? So the best.
You want to know approval rating? According to 538, the approval rating for Biden right now is 38.1%. According to the New York Times, his approval rating is 61%. You got to figure that would be happening. According to the there's a lot more here, but let me find another thing that we know of. Some of these things are the Marxist College. Yeah, but I'm going to go with that.
Emerson, Fox News poll is actually really
Emerson.
Good.
Emerson rates him at 37%. Emerson College.
So Kamala is polling higher.
Higher than Biden. Right. Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that's not difficult. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. So what?
Could she beat Trump? That's the question.
Yes, I think she should be. I think she could beat Trump. And the thing is, it would be inappropriate to not move her into the top spot.
Yes, but
when is the next debate?
In September,
I think they said.
Yeah. Okay, so we got time. Hopefully, Biden will feel better. When you're sick, you're stumbling along and you're not feeling well, and you had a poor showing, and probably some of that is from him having a cold.
that could be true, especially when you're older. Hey, yep. Amy, I agree with what you're saying, but the thing we have to remember is that Biden has to pull out. There's no mechanism to just replace him anymore.
But they could, because they haven't had the convention yet, they could make that happen with a floor vote at the convention.
That's what I thought. The convention is where it's going to be decided.
But that's not...
Biden would need to step down, but I think it's altogether possible that that could happen after tonight.
Well, they'd have to talk him into it.
Yeah. I don't think he didn't actually really want to run. He had to be talked into running in 2020.
Oh, by his wife?
In 2020.
And I think the only reason Trump ran is to try and avoid prosecution on all these things.
Yeah.
That's the only reason Trump ran this time. And Trump ran in 2016 to get back at
Obama.
At Obama and Seth Meyers.
Yeah, for ribbing him at
the gridiron.
Yeah.
Did you say when they were arguing about their golf scores tonight?
Oh my God, that was so painful.
Yeah, that cracked me up.
I couldn't believe that.
Oh my God. Stop. Make it stop.
They were both like having like a penis comparison festival over their golf.
Similar to that. Yeah. But it's something you do in an old folks home, you know.
It was crazy. First of all, Trump would destroy Biden in golf. That's for sure. And Biden was acting.
Well,
a six scratch golfer.
Yeah, I don't care. Trump cheats at golf. He cheated a little kid. He cheated against a little kid.
And he bragged about winning two tournaments last year that were fixed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then they started having a little sword fight over it.
And that was the
It went on for quite a while.
Oh my God, that was so painful to watch.
And Trump was right. He was right. He goes, let's not act like children. That was the one thing he said.
That was truthful?
That was
yes.
Truthful. And then Biden said, you are a child.
I know.
I left the room at that point, but I was in the bathroom, but I missed that.
Oh my God.
I read it.
That was the best part of the whole interview.
Yeah,
yeah,
right?
The whole debate. Oh, my God.
What a joke.
The whole thing was terrible.
Did Social Security and Medicare come up?
Oh, yes. Okay,
because Trump is already on the record saying he wants to raise the retirement age and make bad changes.
That should have been...
Biden totally blew that moment.
I know.
He goes, and we outed, we got rid of Medicare. What did he say? We destroyed Medicare, he said.
Something like that, yeah.
He said,
and then Trump goes, well, I don't know what he just said at the end of the sentence, and I don't think he does either.
Yeah.
That was into the Medicare discussion.
Yeah.
Medicare or something like that.
Yeah.
It was a complete, all it did was make Biden look like a buffoon and make Trump.
I felt like I was on the Alzheimer's unit at work.
Yeah.
What's going on? What are you talking about?
I mean, that issue alone, Democrats are just sore because of the Republicans wanting to basically trash Social Security and Medicare.
There were so many missed opportunities where, Biden at the top of his game would have cleaned the floor with Trump.
Remember how he was, like, you know, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago when Maury was so great at these kinds of things?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, that's what Alex was saying. He watched something from, what was it, 2020? Or
I think 2020.
It was totally different. Yeah, he was totally
and
honest.
And even before, when he was a senator, I remember watching some of his debates on the floor. He was so quick and so clever and... It's just not even like the same person.
Yeah, I was back in the year that Clinton got the nomination, Bill Clinton, I was a Biden supporter before he dropped out of the race.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was too, definitely. I thought he was really sharp.
I thought he was too. I really liked him. And I never saw what all these people saw in Bill Clinton as being sexy. That's another thing. Did you see where Trump said how hot he was? And he's hotter now than he was back.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad I missed that.
No,
and
then, said
it was like in the same conversation where he said Taylor Swift was beautiful like 5 times in a row.
You mean tonight?
No. This was over the couple days ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, what happens in the convention if they don't vote Biden in and they vote Gavin Newsom instead?
That's not going to happen.
Oh, it's right in the news right now.
I think it's possible.
It's possible.
Biden has to concede.
What's that? No, he doesn't have to concede.
Biden he's got the nomination unless he steps down.
Okay, yeah. Well, so he steps down, expecting Kamala to get it, and the Democrats decided to put Gavin in.
I don't understand. Don't they have to vote? I mean,
yes,
even if he
there
doesn't,
would be a vote concede, of the delegates.
There would be a vote, but they could vote Biden. I mean, Gavin Newsom in if he'll probably be in the crowd. He's probably the most.
Yeah, so even if Biden doesn't concede, if he's voted out, he's voted out, right?
His delegates have to vote for him. They cannot not, if they were elected as Biden delegates to the convention, they cannot vote for on the first ballot for somebody else.
unless Biden says I'm out.
Unless he steps down.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
But if he steps down, it does not automatically guarantee that Kamala is going
to
be voted.
No, they have to vote.
Not guaranteed, but
it's a vote,
But I think it would be much more appropriate for them to just move Kamala Harris up to the top of the ticket.
If they don't do that, that's going to destroy the Democratic Party, because every other time there was an issue like this, the vice president has always been voted up.
Yeah.
And the one time there's a female vice president, they don't.
Yeah. A female and black.
Yeah.
You want to piss off every black woman in this country.
Exactly.
You put Gavin Newsom ahead of Kamala Harris on the ticket.
I have to agree with you. I think Kamala Harris is the best choice because of that, and also it makes the Democratic Party look more coherent. Right.
If they voted Gavin in instead of her, it would split the party.
Right.
And that wouldn't be good.
He's
I think Gavin should, if he wants to run, he should run on his own.
I agree.
You know?
Next time or something.
He's
too unpopular around the rest of the country because he's viewed as this, you know, just a good looking, progressive sort of goofball.
Yeah, he's not moderate enough, I think, right? He's a little bit too much to the left.
That's the perception, whether it's the truth or not. I don't think that's actually.
Yeah. Great governor.
Yeah, I think Biden has to step down. I mean,
yeah,
they're going to have to pull off something really big to.
Well, if Biden doesn't step down, we're going to be voting Adolf Hitler. Well, we won't be, but the country will be voting Adolf Hitler back into office.
Because that was an absolute disaster.
Donald Trump or anybody besides whoever the Democratic nominee.
Right. So I think that the rest of the group agrees with you here.
You know what hurt him more than anything is the damn look on his face when he wasn't talking.
Oh. So he just kind of vacant.
Looked like prey.
Yeah, exactly. Like
yeah, you're kind of frozen there.
Ah, good. It's not just me. Yeah,
you're frozen. No, it's not just you.
You've been frozen for about 5 minutes. We can hear you, but you're frozen.
Oh, I'm frozen? How weird.
Yeah, you look like Joe Biden with your eyes half open.
Turn your camera on and off, Ray.
All right. I never have this problem on Zoom. It's just, how's that?
Did I turn it back on?
There you go. Now we see you.
Animated again.
Happens to me all the time on Skype.
Skype's garbage now. It is. Zoom is so much more sophisticated.
There's a couple of reasons that I haven't switched over to Zoom. And one of those is, you know, we like to have a little after show. Mm-hmm. But if I leave the call, then y'all all go away.
Yeah, on Zoom, yeah.
On Zoom. And the other is, if we went to Zoom, we would probably go ahead and go to doing video over, like, YouTube. But Wade doesn't want to be on camera. He doesn't want to.
That's it. Throw Wayne under the train, under the bus.
Yeah, that's right. Just kick him under the bus.
He doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to turn his camera on.
That's true, Wayne. You could just turn your camera off.
That's true.
And we'd still hear your voice just fine.
There used to be a guy on Alex's show who never had his camera on. I forget his name. He does like this conspiracy.
George Facebook. W. Bush?
No.
Ray, do you remember Diana, you might be. The only one that remembers, we used to have a second Jack that would call in, but he always called in on his phone, so we never had video.
And I can't remember.
Jack of Lawn. He's actually from my county. Somebody I know. Local. Oh. And we used to say whenever we had both Jacks, we had Jacks are better to open.
Yeah, Jack's what?
Jack's or Jack's better to open.
It's a poker.
Oh, okay.
Poker reference.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, Alex had a phone call guy for a long time too. I can't remember his name. Yeah. He has a Facebook sort of conspiracy page. It's called Gabnet.
I think Skype works for us okay. When there's hiccups once in a while.
Yeah.
And overall, I think we're fine with Skype.
Well, if you wanted to go video, you go Zoom because this is too unreliable.
Well, we don't want to go video, so you know. Did you miss that?
No, no. I mean that was because I didn't miss it, you dickhead.
I know. I'm just teasing you, Ray.
I suggested that Wayne not turn his camera off, and then maybe you missed the fact that Amy was then, maybe we can do it. Maybe you missed it.
And that's when I said that she just threw Wayne under the bus.
How's that throw him under the bus? No one sees him anyway outside of us.
She could, that's, well, but on Zoom, that wouldn't be the case.
They still don't see him now. If they listen to anything, it's on. Oh. There's like three people listening on iHeart. Amy's mother.
So that's two more.
Charlie's nephew and your boyfriend.
My mother. Yeah, my mother's been dead since 2017.
There you go. That's my point.
Exactly.
I'm probably the only one that listens on the podcast.
You know, there are a couple of people that do listen to the show after it posts.
Where does it?
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's on.
On GabNet.
On Alex's website that has 15 broken links. I told him.
It's on TuneIn or.
I get it in my Apple Podcasts. It's search for it in Apple Podcasts.
That's where
I listen to it. Uh-huh. Yeah, just it's posted as The Intersection.
Oh, I didn't know.
Just cool. Search for The Intersection on whatever podcasting, you know, platform you use. And it'll come up. Yeah. Right. That's how I keep up with the soap opera. It's my soap opera I listen to, Elaine and Beth. Mostly trivia. Except that the trivia bit gets frustrating because, like, I'll know the answers and I'll be like, you guys, it's this. You know, but I still hear me because I'm listening to the replay, you know.
So. Oh, God, I thought I was the only one. Last Friday, I wasn't on Alex's show. I probably won't be on either show tomorrow. But last Friday, I was watching Alex's show on Saturday and I'm like, you know, I'm raising my hand. And I'm like, I didn't get it for a couple minutes. Wait a minute, you're watching the rerun. You're not in the fucking show.
I thought I was
the only one that did that. I'm like, wait a minute, you know what?
I listen to it. I just listen to the audio. I'm not raising my. Well, maybe I'm raising my hand, laying in bed. I'm like,
I know the answer,
but I'll be going, you guys, I know the answer.
I can't stand. Oh, man. It drives me nuts. If I'm not on it, I like usually like time, but
yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, I never listen to myself. I hate the sound of my own voice. I'm going to be honest. Just the testing. When I run a few tests because I've had some technical changes, and I have to listen to myself.
It's horrible.
I hate it. I can't do it.
Every time I do my podcast and I'm editing it, I tell myself, I got to get a new microphone.
Yeah.
For the two people that listen to it, right?
What? I'm the only one who listens, and my mother, and she's almost dead. So
I have you in my queue.
I listen to the green room once in a while.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I got about 15 listeners. I know that because I could see from the stats.
Now, once every couple weeks, when I'm tired of watching car crashes on YouTube, I go to the green room.
Is that what you watch on YouTube? Is car crashes?
I watch a lot of things. But no, I'm just giving Ray a hard time.
I
listen to your show once in a while. I got to hear somebody else other than me complain about my health, and you do that. You're good at that.
First 5 minutes or so, I often do. Yeah.
So Ray, you were about to say. Wait a second, Ray. You were about to say what is it that you watch when you're going through watching reels or YouTube?
Fist fight.
Fist fights?
Yeah, like street fighting, like or backyard brawling. I like watching people who can't fight try to fight. It's hilarious to me.
Oh, you know what I love that is now in my little Facebook reels?
What?
Old little rascals.
Well, that's good.
Little scenes and stuff. And I love that. And movie musicals. That's what I'm getting a lot of now. A recipes, and every once in a while I'll try out a recipe. It's like, oh, that looks good and simple.
I watch the old movie musical clips too. Like, I really like Fred Astaire, the Dancers.
When
they're dancing.
The Dancers.
Oh my God, they were so good. So good back then. It was incredible what they did.
Yeah.
Ginger Rogers did it all backwards in heels.
That's right. To paraphrase Ann Richards.
Yeah.
Ginger Rogers did everything Fred Astaire did. She just did it backwards and in high heels.
Yeah. I've heard that. I don't know who did it. So I've heard that.
Well, that's the. It was that she was not the first to coin that. But
I was going
to
say
she famously said it when she was the keynote speaker for the Democratic National Convention, and she had everybody rolling in the aisles for that keynote speech. And they kept showing in 2008, which was 2 years after she died, at the Democratic National Convention. There were so many different places and different times where I went to things, and they showed little clips of Ann Richards speaking. And Cecile was there. Her daughter was there as a speaker.
I'm going to play Donald Trump for a second. Call me old-fashioned, but if we went to Zoom and one of our people in our party decided that he wanted to come on the show but didn't want to be videotaped, I'm not sure that I would come on it because I like seeing the people that I talk to. I don't get on non-video podcasts. So, you know, if you want to Zoom, I could do like you're suggesting Wayne could do, or I could just not get on the show.
Well, that's your decision. I think the show will go on.
I'm not going off. I'm just saying that, you know, I never listened. I like to see who I'm talking to.
I forgot what we were just talking. That was so Trumpish.
I said I'm going to play Trump right now.
We were talking about movie musicals.
And
what we watch on these, like Facebook Reels or TikTok or whatever, Instagram.
I get all Swifty stuff.
I was in New York and my friend gave me an edible and I didn't think it was very strong and I went and saw a one woman show about Ann Richards in New York.
Oh.
And I was stoned the entire
show. It takes a while to kick in. Sometimes up to an hour to kick in.
I'm sleeping. Like, I think this is a good play, but I'm like on a different planet. And it lasts for hours.
It takes a while.
The trouble was it wasn't Ann Richards. It was Harvey Korman.
Oh, man.
Was it Colin Taylor? Was she still alive?
Who played Ann Richards at the play?
Uh-huh.
Oh, is she still alive? I don't remember her dying.
She died. She was the one who played, who actually wrote and staged and played the part of Ann Richards in that.
Well, that must have been her then. It was.
He's on YouTube for stoners.
I think Holland Taylor.
That's what I said.
Her name is Holland
Taylor. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's who it was.
Yeah. Holland Taylor is.
She's still alive. Don't kill her off.
She's still alive. She says she just performed on KQE, on NPR like a few weeks ago.
I would have noticed if she died. She was Charlie and Alan's mom on Two and a Half Men.
Wasn't she on Arrested Development?
You're thinking of the one from Play Misty for Me.
The lady who just died last year?
Jessica Walters?
Walters.
That's what it is.
I have Jessica Walters and Holland Taylor mixed up.
Yeah.
So Holland Taylor's still alive. Jessica Walters is dead. Yeah. I was thinking it was Holland Taylor.
Oh, yeah. I loved her. She's great as Charlie and Alan's mom on Two and a Half Men.
She was our mom.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah,
there's a Charlie and Alan on this show. So
yeah.
Well, I was thinking if you go to Zoom, Wayne, you could just, like, wear a mask or something.
You know, I gotta show you something.
Our masked here. Avenger.
Like a, the, you know, glasses and mustache, you know.
Yeah, like thing. Yeah, Groucho Marx style.
Like a Groucho Marx.
You can get a Trump mask. No.
Oh, God. No. Forbid.
You can just put a bag over your head.
You know what? You know, I'm gonna like do a selfie of the screen here, okay? In other words, I got the camera on. It's on the screen side, not the back of the phone, but the front side. I'm gonna show you what the pictures look like.
What is that? I can't really see it.
They're blurry, right?
Yeah.
Not on mine.
Yeah. That's because I.
Everybody's crystal clear.
Everybody's clear.
I saw some blurry there.
It's time to step up from that $300 Samsung to an iPhone, Wayne.
Yeah. Are you in the?
I have a piece of scotch tape over the lens. That's why.
Oh.
All right. I tell you what.
You can do the blur.
We've only got 9 minutes left. 8 minutes left. Depending on which clock I look at. 10 minutes on that clock. All right, we'll go by that one. especially since Alan's not going to be here tomorrow, and Diana, will you be here tomorrow?
No, I'll be working too.
So let's do some trivia.
Because
we need to cleanse our palate from the...
Yes.
From the debate. All right. Adobe Acrobat Reader is most frequently used to read computer files that ending in what extension?
PDF.
Yes. All right. What is the name of the political party led by Nelson Mandela from 1991 to 1999?
I forgot.
I don't know.
ANF, I don't know.
Oh, you're close. You got the AN correct.
Ah.
The last letter is
C?
A-N-T.
C. There you go.
ANC.
Okay. ANC, that's right.
African National Congress. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. What is Cosa Nostra another name for?
The mafia.
Or the family.
The family is what it stands for.
It means no name.
That's what it is in Italian. Yeah.
It means our thing.
In Italian. Something like that.
Oh, is that what
it means? Literally, it's our family.
No, it means
our thing. Our
family's familiar.
No, thing.
A mafia is family.
Yeah.
Cosa Nostra means...
I know for sure because I speak Italian.
Yeah.
Our thing.
Yeah.
I know. It's something like that.
No name. It's like a no name. You're not allowed to have it. It's no name. Our thing.
Yeah.
My Italian grandfather used to talk about the Cosa Nostra, and I know it was our something. Yeah.
Cosa.
Ray is the leader in this country of La Cosa Nostra, right?
I am. No, just in Palo Alto. I'm recruiting.
When he gets out at the local 7-Eleven, they rush up to kiss his ring.
Yeah.
And then they steal it.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. What does the Latin word rex mean?
King.
King. Correct.
Tyrannosaurus rex.
Oh, rex. I thought you said
rex. Oh, yeah.
I thought you were talking about a car wreck.
No.
Still got cars on the brain.
Does 0 degrees stand for latitude or longitude on the equator?
Latitude.
That
is correct.
My attitude.
All right. What three colors are on the Irish flag?
Green,
iris.
White, and yellow.
Oh, Irish. You're so close.
Green, white, and red. No.
You were
green,
so
white,
close,
and orange,
Ray.
I think.
There you go.
I know it's orange? Green, white.
Green, white, and orange. Diana got it.
I hate when he gets on the show. He's always right.
Orange is such a non-color.
Wasn't right this time.
No.
Tony Hawk is one of the world's most promised.
Skateboarding.
There you go.
I was going to say that, but she was going to wait for her to finish.
Wasn't skateboarding?
The answer was skateboarding, yes. Yeah. What do people with albinism lack?
Albinism?
Albinism.
Oh, albinism.
Melanin.
Yeah, you're right.
They're,
melanin is correct.
They're albinos.
Right. Anybody ever see the movie Foul Play?
Yes.
Whitey Jackson.
Yeah, albino. I have it on the same track as Throw Mama from the Train.
Oh, man. My former gym where I used to do the martial arts, the receptionist there, she had albinism. She was Asian. She was so beautiful. Oh my God. She looked like a beautiful alien or something. It was striking. Like, I couldn't believe this person. She's just incredible. I'd never seen anybody like that.
We have the ugliest alien in the world running for president again that is not president.
Oh, God, enough.
Yeah.
I had to bring him up again. Huh?
Yeah.
He's an alien.
Maybe. Who was the Soviet Union's final president?
Gorbachev.
Yeah.
How many bones are in the human body?
How many what?
Bones.
206.
I'm bad at numbers. It's 100 something. What was it?
206. Yay.
Oh, wow.
All of them.
And
more.
I remember when I was in college, I had to take exercise physiology in human A&P, and I had to learn not only what all the bones were, but every dent and bump and hole in every bone.
Wow. Oh. That's surprising.
And I am terrible at that. I am terrible at memorization.
Are you sure it's 206? Because on men it's 206, but on women I think they have an extra bone.
A bone to pick.
Actually, I don't have 206 bones anymore.
Oh, that's right.
He lost some toes.
202.
Sometimes I have 207 bones, but we'll get into that.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, that isn't really a bone.
Oh. Okay.
What is the process used by plants to convert energy?
Photosynthesis.
Correct. All right. What sport is depicted in the logo of the fashion brand Ralph Lauren?
Polo,
yeah.
Ray, you can leave now. You have way too many of the questions right.
Fast.
I almost said water polo.
My cousin Johnny plays polo. He has his own horses and
in the
actually,
water?
I don't. Oh, no, okay. No, he plays on horseback.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. Well, he fell off.
Rich. You gotta be rich.
He had a pretty bad accident years ago playing polo.
That's a rich
man's
sport.
Okay.
Fell off his horse.
Fell off the horse. Sometimes people knock that ball and it runs into the horse's leg and the horse trips. And water polo is a lot more safe.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right. Whose two best friends are Ron Weasley and Hermione Granger?
Harry Potter,
yeah.
All right. What type of race in swimming combines four different swimming styles?
Individual medley.
Medley, yeah.
Individual
medley. I'm thinking it, but race too fast with his mouth.
I tell you what. We've got 1 minute left. I'm gonna start with you, Diana, and I'm just gonna ask one person, and that way everybody gets a chance.
Yeah, everybody gets a chance, yeah.
Okay. Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world. What is the second highest?
Oh, K2, I believe.
All right, Wayne, what does FAQ stand for?
Oh, frequently asked questions.
Alan, in what Japanese city was a nuclear power plant damaged due to an earthquake off the coast of Japan, March 2011, and subsequent tsunami?
Fukushima.
Ah, yes,
right. Charlie, who was Kurt Cobain married to when he died?
Courtney Love.
And Ray, who is Mark David Chapman?
He is the person one. Who shot John Lennon.
Yep.
Oh, glad you got that one.
That is all we have time for today. So I want to thank you. This was a fun one.
Yeah.
Very animated, yeah. And two of our
regulars. I don't usually like politics.
Yeah. Well, and we had two regulars that aren't very regular, Diana and Ray. And that was fun seeing y'all, too. I really like what y'all bring to the conversation. So I want to thank you and remind you, as I remind you every week, get registered, get informed, get politically active. And go vote. And if you don't have anything nice to say, come sit next to me.